This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To me, he went far beyond his executive powers. This was an unconstitutional act by the president, and I am one of those who favors immigration reform, and you find a number of members of Congress who do, on the Republican side, who clearly felt the president was wrong, and he was just abrogating power to himself.
That's Pete King, congressman from New York, reacting to the Supreme Court's ruling on immigration. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we got a lot of big news pouring in. Brexit. Britain bracing for Brexit. There's a good chance they break from the EU. What does that mean to us in the United States economically and around the globe? We'll certainly be talking about that. Also, as we zig and zag in a few different directions, big news from the NBA. They have their draft, of course, the 76ers with 1 and 2. We'll tell you about who they chose. It was pretty much a layup in that direction. But LeBron James, on the heels of millions pouring into the streets in Cleveland to acknowledge that huge Cavaliers victory over the Warriors. They are the world champs in the NBA. LeBron James, one of the greatest basketball players of our times, not going to play for Team USA. Not going to play for Team USA. Let's bump back to immigration and also what's going on with Brexit. From Talk Media News, we got somebody in our wings. Who do we have tonight?
Hey, you have Justin Duckham tonight. How are you doing?
Justin, you know, this Brexit thing is huge. You're there in Washington. What was the reaction to the Brits either jumping out of the EU or staying in? It looks like the results, and this may change a little bit, but it looks like they're going to leave.
That's what it's looking like right now. They are having about a 3% lead for those who wish to leave the EU. This is something that has been viewed very skeptically by people in Washington, D.C., in particular President Obama, who actually traveled to the U.K. and made a very public, very impassioned plea, essentially urging them to essentially stay with the EU, warning that if the U.K. ended up exiting, then there would be a situation where they would essentially be put at the back of the queue when it comes to making deals within Europe and whatnot, despite the fact that we have a very special relationship, which is sort of the cliche that we have. So right now we are seeing, the market sort of react to this. We are seeing a major dive, in the, cost of the pound and whatnot. We're seeing U.S. markets obviously looking a little bit, skittish. And this is something that a lot of people have predicted, namely that this could lead to some, immediate economic instability just because this is, not just a huge sort of shift in Europe and a major blow to the EU, but something also that could ultimately inspire other European countries to sort of follow suit. We know that there's sort of a growing right-wing movement in Europe. This could inspire supporters in other countries and could certainly destabilize markets down the road.
Yeah, look at your 401ks. They're definitely going to rock down a little bit, depending on what the basket of stocks is that you have. And by the way, this is official. The UK voted to leave the European Union. I just got a text from somebody I know in London, and the results are in with over 51% of the vote is what my pal says. So it's exactly what we're talking about. Wow. So keep your eye on that. SCOTUS, this big deal to immigration's legacy of Obama with his immigration plan, they put a pin in his balloon, didn't they?
They certainly did, which is interesting. They didn't actually rule against it. They didn't say that what the president did was unconstitutional, but essentially they kicked it down to the lower court after there was a 4-4 split. That, of course, is due to the fact that there are currently only 8 justices who are serving on the court. This probably would have had a much different result had there been a replacement for Justice Antonin Scalia. But, effectively, this goes back down to the lower court, which in 2015 had put an injunction on one of the key aspects of President Obama's executive action on immigration reform. This is specifically related to the parents of immigrants who are within the U.S. legally, those who are undocumented parents and whatnot, and certainly does you know, deliver a pretty interesting blow to Obama's legacy, and also create, you know, both the Supreme Court vacancy as well as immigration into two very important campaign issues for the remainder of this. Something that, you know, has already been in the spotlight a lot, particularly with, you know, Donald Trump's rhetoric, and now is going to be brought back again, since there is the immediate prospect of, you know, 4.4 million, you know, people who are within the U.S. illegally being essentially deported now.
And how about this? Yeah, absolutely. So we move from that, which the discussion over immigration is far from over, because this immigration issue is going to go straight from the courts and roll right on to the campaign trail. We already know that it already has. But also there was the big sit-in, the protest in the House. Nothing happened over gun legislation. Hillary Clinton today said, when she's president, she vows that there will be gun legislation. What was the reaction to that?
Well, you know, we've seen sort of party lines being drawn on this. Essentially, we saw Paul Ryan coming out today and saying that this was nothing more than a stunt. We saw a lot of Republican members essentially blasting the Democrats for, you know, breaking the decorum of the House and whatnot. You know, some concerns that this could essentially set precedent for any minority party who is not, you know, able to get certain votes to the floor. That's a, you know, very realistic concern right now, being shared by quite a few Republicans. But yeah, essentially this is something that really did rally a lot of support. It certainly energized a lot of Democrats and, you know, kind of reversed the sort of process that we've seen after a lot of mass shootings where there's a lot of initial public attention and then it sort of fades. You know, this is sort of a new sign that they're going to be keeping this in the spotlight as this develops.
Yeah, crazy. And now for the most important thing for you personally, this weekend on Sunday, will you be watching Shark Week?
Ooh. I mean, you know, I try to live every week like it's Shark Week. But no, I'm actually, you know, probably going to be watching that. That's kind of on my bucket list. I want to be in one of those, you know, shark tanks. Not like, you know, in the TV show, literal shark cages.
Yes.
Out there. That's something I got to, you know, finish before I die.
You know, I know somebody that did that, an anchor woman in Dallas. She and her husband, they were engaged, and they went to Cape Town. In Cape Town in South Africa, you can do that. And, boy, I saw those pictures. I don't think you could pour me into that cage.
I mean, it just seems like a bit of a rush. So, you know, that and running with the bulls. You know, me trying to, I guess, tempt Mother Nature and tempt, you know, death is probably a terrible idea, but something I just kind of want to do.
I love that. Oh, running with the bulls. I can just picture it in my mind. Justin Duckham, never a dull moment. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Besides some of what we just talked about there, it is true. Shark Week starts on Sunday. How about that? I know because I was flipping around and they kept showing the da-da-da-da-da and the jaws of the shark and saying 3 days, Shark Week, or said 4 days, Shark Week. And also because this was Orange is the New Black is out, which means that people are going, some people anyway, are going to be binge watching that show, but probably taking time to go watch the sharks, which is crazy. Our fascination with Shark Week and the stories, I think it's the different ways they present it. I know I'll be watching. Coming up, another Baltimore police officer in the middle of the Freddie Gray case. Was he acquitted of the charges, or will he do some time? We talk about it next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What happened was we asked for a bill to be put on the floor, two bills, supported by 85 to 90% of the American public, and they refused to do so. I think we won the issue in what we were doing in this particular instance.
All right, Sidney Hoyer talking about the big sit-in that we just mentioned at the top in our conversation with Justin Duckham. And what we would see as far as guns are concerned, because this has been the big burning issue since Orlando. Of course, anytime there's any kind of shooting, but our largest mass murder in the United States really led to a lot of discussion about what happened with the guns, why wasn't he on the list, what is it we can do, what has to happen here. And it was certainly 26 hours. And they were looking for two votes on gun legislation. But, boy, it went into a whole different direction. And, I mean, just the way the Washington Post described it, I think, was accurate, how the House turned into a cauldron over gun legislation. And this is because of Orlando pushing it forward, making that front and center on so many people's minds, because of how horrific it was to see the faces of all those, you know, innocent people, of course, who were slaughtered. There's questions, I think, about how some things were handled, but ultimately it comes back to the what are we doing as far as guns are concerned? Where are we headed as a nation? The push-pull, the tug-of-war over that is nowhere near being solved, except for Hillary Clinton saying if she, and she didn't even say, use the word if, when she's president, because that's, of course, what you do and you're told to do when you're on the trail, that will change, that there something will, she will make it happen. I don't know how you make that happen when you're the president, because you're not a dictator. You're just part of the process. But the whole idea was, okay, now you know, right? Now you know that the Democrats are saying you're on notice. in the House and to the Republicans and in the Senate as well. There was a lot of fiery rhetoric over guns, watch lists, time waited in between permits, you know, kind of a lot of different direction. But it's gridlock, so there's nothing happening there. The big story continues to be Brexit. The British have gone away from the EU. So how about this? Dow futures fell more than 600 points. The British pound plummeted on this Brexit news. It was a close vote, but the UK voted to leave the European Union. Who perhaps is next in that bag of tricks to decide that they're not going to stay in the European Union? In the meantime, the Freddie Gray case continues with the third officer in that Freddie Gray trial, meaning he was killed, his neck was broken, while he was in a police van. So there have been several officers who have been tried, and they talk about while he was in police custody, what do we know? And since this 25-year-old died and Baltimore exploded when that happened last year, so far three officers have been acquitted. So the latest one was acquitted as well, and this is the guy driving the van. So now we've seen, a year after this, some of those pivotal moments. The police really never clarified why he was arrested or how and all that other kind of stuff, and I think that's those unanswered questions left, just ignited a ton of people in the city. I mean, just ignited them. But right now they're saying, you know, what's happened is with this last police officer, that there isn't enough. There isn't anything there. He did not cause the death. So when we have the court of law saying that this did not cause the death, this person did not cause the death, then that's three. There are a couple more left to be tried. So how about that? I think some are surprised by the outcome, others not. Did the justice system fail, or did Lady Justice prove to be, as some would say, resilient? Because there's massive public opinion on what happened here. Al Sharpton said he was disappointed in Thursday's verdict, said the group will continue efforts to push for the delivery of justice and closure for Gray's family. The Baltimore attorneys who have followed the case that are being quoted all over on television, etc., say the judge's not guilty verdict was just the opposite proof that the justice system will do what is right regardless of politics. What is right? So this has been closely watched. This is, you know, this bench trial. And Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams on Thursday found Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. not guilty of all charges in Gray's death. And again, Gray suffered injuries in a police van in April of 2015. Goodson had faced second-degree depraved heart murder, the most serious count of any of the six in the case. So far, three, nothing at this point. Good question to throw out to all of you. Is this fair or foul? Did justice prevail? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Those are the numbers. You can always weigh in and throw in your two cents. I always say this, and I mean it. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, as long as you have an opinion, because that's what this show is all about. Speaking of opinions, Bernie Sanders has one as far as Donald Trump is concerned. Here's one little dart that he threw out earlier in the day on Thursday.
That means we understand that Trump is so, I mean, it's hard almost to imagine a man who has such limited capabilities becoming president.
All right, so Sanders saying what you just heard there at the tail end, how can this guy become president, doesn't make any sense. He's raising money since the beginning of the week when it was declared that Hillary Clinton had $42 million in her war chest. He had 1.3. That number since has jumped up, and he said he can use his own money. But that, of course, is not what you want to see happen with a candidate, because you want the, frankly, the dinner, the $1,000 dinner plate crowd behind him, not messing that up. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, you get a shot at this.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I have got a joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. The CEO, new CEO, wanted to shove his weight around and, you know, kind of show he was the boss. So he's looking through the factory and he's seeing everybody busily working. And it was just after lunch. And there was this one guy standing against the wall, just sort of leaning against it, looking at everybody and smiling. And he walks up to him and he says, how much do you make a week? He says, $400 a week, sir. To stay right here. He goes in the office, he comes back out, and he hands him $1,600. He says, now here's your month pay. Get the hell out of here and don't ever come back.
Brutal.
Then he turned to the people out there in the factory. He says, does anybody know who that guy was and what he does? And this woman raised her hand. She says, yes. That was our Domino's pizza delivery man, but I don't think we'll see him again.
You chased him off. That's clever. I like that.
I thought of you when I read that. That was just hilarious.
Good.
So what do you think about England leaving? I mean,
wow.
That's it. I mean, my God, that's going to be that is earth-shaking news.
It is earth-shaking news. I said this, the Dow futures really took a tumble. I'm watching the market in the off hours. Be careful out there, Dano. Keep that money safe. Stay with us. Coming next, Johnny Manziel. His car was damaged in a hit and run, but he has other legal woes. We talked about this with attorney Chris Lewis. That's next on the flip side.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chris Lewis. He's a former sports agent, contract advisor with the NFL Players Association, a member of the Sports Lawyers Association. And, you know, we look at what's happening with Johnny Manziel and the fact that we're going to see Johnny Manziel back in a courtroom, or actually appearing in a Dallas courtroom for the first time since he was indicted for allegedly beating up his ex-girlfriend. This is a huge story that even transcends sports. So, Chris, first, thanks for coming on the show. And, you know, you look at Johnny Manziel and everything that's happened. I wonder a couple of things. One, what could happen to him here criminally, depending on what they decide on Thursday?
Well, Thursday, so what's happening is, as we all know, that he's been indicted by a grand jury on a misdemeanor assault family violence charge. There's been a warrant that's been issued for his arrest. And so what he's going to do is he's just going to appear in Judge Conyers' court here in Dallas on Thursday. He's going to be given conditions of bond, and then his case will essentially be reset. It's normal for the cases to have several non-dispositive settings before the lawyers and the defendants decide whether or not there's going to be a plea agreement or if this case is going to proceed to trial.
All right, so then if it proceeds to trial, obviously it's a whole different ballgame. Do you think it's going to proceed?
You know, these cases are very difficult to prove. I think the reason why it went to the grand jury is because the police had a bunch of questions, and they were going to leave it to the grand jury to make the decision. I don't know if there, I think maybe there were some tactical errors that were made by his defense team at the grand jury stage, but I'm not going to sit here and play Monday morning quarterback. I'll just leave it at this. It's a misdemeanor case if the complaining witness, his ex-girlfriend, is uncooperative or does not want to pursue charges, then it takes a case that may be very difficult to prove and makes it almost impossible to prove. So, you know, if I were his attorney, I would probably start setting this case up as if it were going to go to trial. I would put I would hold the state to its burden, and I think this case, even though it's generated a lot of negative publicity, and rightfully so, for Johnny Manziel, I don't think this is a case where he's going to ultimately be found guilty.
So if that happens, then the question becomes, as someone who covers sports, we're just a couple of months really away, if you think about it, from, you know, 80, 90 days from camp. Will any NFL team invite him to camp, you think, this summer?
I don't think so. You know, even though, well, first of all, unless things are expedited, I don't see his case being resolved in that time frame. That would be a very, very quick resolution. Essentially, what would have to happen is Colleen Crowley would have to file a affidavit of non-prosecution. All that is an affidavit where she's swearing that she doesn't want the case to proceed. But still, the state has the right to proceed, even though it's not what she desires to do. Still, with that being said, there are so many negative things that have happened in his personal life that may not have risen to the level of criminal, but undoubtedly violate the National Football League's conduct policies, which don't necessarily fall in line with criminal law. So I don't think I think he's had such negative hits on his reputation. I don't see an NFL team willing to take a chance on him. I think what they want to see from him is they want to see a pattern of making good decisions and a person who's taking care of his personal business off the field.
So if he turns it around, theoretically, he's still young enough. Maybe in a couple of years he could find himself in a situation where someone looks at him?
Yeah, but, you know, we just had the NFL draft. So what you've got to think about, I don't know how many quarterbacks were drafted, probably somewhere between 8 and 10. So every year that he sits out, you've got a new crop of talent that comes in. So it's going to be, and he wasn't a starter for most of the year. Johnny Manziel still has not proven himself to be a consistent, capable NFL quarterback. So I think what we're dealing with is, number one, he's got at least a year where he can focus on himself, making good decisions. If he's got substance abuse problems, addressing those. And then I think after a year, there might be one or two NFL teams that are willing to bring him in and say, hey, maybe we've got the new Johnny Manziel. Maybe we finally can see somebody who's going to realize his potential. He would be great for a team if he's got his personal life figured out. Remember, not only was he good on the field, maybe not yet proven in the NFL, but also, he was a marketing machine.
Yeah,
so he was able to make a lot of money for clubs, but now he's been dropped by Nike, he's been dropped by a couple of agents, and maybe this is what he needs, is to hit rock bottom before he can start coming back up.
As somebody who is a sports agent, are these stories that you would you caution your clients about what happens a lot of times to players, especially when they're young? They get caught up in everything, and it's a lot to deal with. They have an entourage of people; everybody's pulling at them. What did you advise your clients?
Well, just what you said. Now, in a lot of situations, you got clients that come from nothing. They have no money whatsoever, and they're instant millionaires. And, they've got an entourage, or they've got people that are constantly wanting something from them, and they have a career. And a lot of times the NFL career is only 4 or 5 years, and they finish this career, and they've got nothing to show for it. So that's one type of devising. As far as Johnny's concerned, Johnny came from a very affluent family. He had money. He never wanted for anything. His issues are a little bit different. And I guess the message to people who are in Johnny's situation is that fame is fleeting, and You need to take care of your business. You need to focus on what's important. And you've been given an opportunity to play a game for a living and make a lot of money doing it. And respect that opportunity that you've been given. You know, we even see what's happened with his parents. His dad came out. And his dad's not a wing nut. I mean, he's a normal guy, but his dad comes out and he says, I'm concerned about my son. I'm concerned that if he doesn't get things right, he won't live to see his 24th birthday. And that's big for a parent to come out and say that. And you see all these people that have been very close to him that, they've started falling by the wayside. So at this point in time, it's all on Johnny. Johnny's got to do the things necessary, not only to put his career back together, but more importantly, to put his life back together.
Yeah, and you know, with this domestic, with what happened here with the domestic charges, the NFL now, because of the Ray Rice situation and several others, they've really had to step up on this, haven't they?
Well, they have. So, you know, the Ray Rice, and what, it's one thing to hear about it, but when you see that video of the Ray Rice incident, and I mean, it's just chilling, and to know how that was initially handled by the NFL, and then the Greg Hardy situation, once again, once the pictures once the NFL became privy to the actual physical evidence associated in that case, that blew up. Johnny Manziel, although we haven't seen any of this stuff, some of the reports we're hearing was, this sounds like a fairly violent assault. Now, in Texas, what he's charged with is a misdemeanor, which means that he assaulted her and it caused pain. If it would have been something that caused serious bodily injury, then that would have been elevated up to a felony. It wasn't, but yeah, the NFL has gotten a lot more serious, and rightfully so, about these domestic abuse allegations, and it doesn't take a conviction now, because what we've seen is sometimes things work out even though the incident actually occurred. And I think that's what the NFL is trying to focus on, is we're going to make a statement. We don't care if you're convicted or not. What we care about is making a statement, and the statement is that domestic violence won't be tolerated.
Yeah, and you know, in your situation where, again, your ties to the NFL and whatnot, and having been a sports agent, boy, I'll tell you what, now more than ever, you need a lawyer in your corner, don't you, when you're a player? Because between testing and navigating the way, I think, I really do, but I do come from a family of lawyers, I think you need a lawyer to help you navigate it.
Yeah, you do. I mean, so not only with the financial things, but if you just think about the criminal thing, because is for as many true allegations that there are that criminal conduct arises, there's just as many false allegations. And when you have these individuals, so you're talking about young men, 21 to 30 years old, and a big majority of them in their early 20s. These are kids who have a lot of money. They're going to be targets for a lot of people. They're going to be targets for people that want them to invest money in unscrupulous endeavors. You're going to have girls that are targeting these people. So not only do you want to advise them, and you want them to have advice, listen, make good decisions and know that you're under a microscope, but also advising them, hey, there's certain people that you need to stay away from. Not everybody has your best in mind. So sometimes that's a hard lesson. We see with Johnny Manziel, it's very difficult, but sometimes that's a hard lesson for 21, 22, 23-year-old kids to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Lewis, defense attorney and former sports agent, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for your time.
I don't even know. Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Final segment for this hour of America Tonight. Time flies. And so many of you have filled up the mailbag. I say it each and every time, but if it's not true, I mean, are you kidding me? Of all the places I've ever been, this place is the best. Here, this show on the Genesis Network, the best as far as the listeners with the email. Unbelievable. I think you listen different times of the day. Sometimes you're up. Sometimes you have a different schedule. So bravo. On that note, we're going to turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly do have mail. And this one comes to us from Christopher, who says, Kate, I'm a little bit worried about you. I heard your voice for the last week, and I was wondering what was going on. Do you have a bit of a cold or some kind of allergy? Or I thought you were Wonder Woman. I figured that you knew how to bounce back. Well, thanks for that. Yes, I got racked with a bad respiratory infection. People around me were sick, and you know how that goes. Even though what's really been amazing is I have my voice hit me for, you know, maybe 5 days or so. But except for the very beginning, I felt really good. And I think I really give that, I don't think, I give it credit to what I'm taking since I started taking that One World Whey protein, where I, and we've had him on the show, Stephen Huer. I think of all the people I've talked to when it comes to supplements, what you're doing for your health, he may be the most brilliant. And part of the reason why is because he's been in it for 26 years. He got in it because he didn't feel right. Something wasn't right. You know, he's going to doctors, they're telling you one thing, nothing's happening, and eventually you say, whoa, what am I going to do? So that was him. So he started Synergistic Nutrition. He reached out to me and asked me about, hey, do you want to try this? And, you know, I've never taken a drink where it was, you know, whey protein. And what a difference. I mean, what a difference in my energy. And if I had been taking it longer, I would wonder how my immune system would have reacted. Because I think because of that, my immune system was already better since I didn't feel all the things that the people around me were feeling, where they were just completely knocked out, couldn't do anything. I didn't have that. It was just my voice. And especially when we're talking about mixing it with the seed oils, which I just started doing, I can't wait to see where that is in just a couple of weeks. But anyway, I'll tell you what, go check it out. And since you asked me the question, go to SGN80.com, SGN80.com. They have a bunch of probiotic stuff, too, that I actually take. I never thought about all of this until recently, until I was getting on that, in the past year, I was getting really on that health kick, and I realized, man, it's got to be minerals, it's got to be what's going on inside, all that kind of stuff. So, again, I think thanks for asking the question. And yes, I'm kicking it, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm taking. I'm putting the seed oils that we talked about into the One World Whey. That's it, and it's clearing it up. So how about that? Okay, we move on to another one from Bob, who's listening to us in Iowa. Kate, I think it's almost inevitable for the rest of our lives. We're going to be hearing about gun control. We're going to be hearing about both sides of the gun issue. Anytime we have any kind of a horrific scare where something awful happens that shouldn't have happened. What happened in Orlando was disgusting, despicable, and a million other things that I can't really say in this email. However, if you want to really have a serious gun conversation, then there needs to be conversation before all of this stuff is happening and it becomes a flashpoint. You know, I agree with that. You know, this is what happens. Whatever the crisis du jour of the moment is, boom, it takes over. Now, you could say, well, of course, that's life. If you have to put out a fire, you put out the fire, then you go back to what you were doing. But this is nothing new. These conversations are nothing new. It's the same old retreaded arguments all the way around this for the most part. And the answer is, when you have a guy like Congressman Pete King, Republican from New York, saying, yeah, I'm for talking about guns. I'm for doing something about what's happening. But he's saying not this crazy reaction that we see when it's after the fact. And I agree with that. I think there needs to be, I mean, seriously, there needs to be panels, discussions, research, more than just what meets the eye because it's what you believe in. In other words, you're on one side of the war, you're on the other side of it, I'll call it a war, or a grab, or not a grab, and you're pulling. But why isn't all of this stuff coming together? Why, in other words, why isn't there a healthy discussion about it? It's only screaming and arguing. Only. Okay. Let's move on to timber. Timber, listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, I know you're a Philly chick, and I know you like sports besides politics. So what did you think about the 76ers and Ben Simmons? Okay, what you're talking about is Ben Simmons, first overall in the draft, and was that a smart pick? I think it was a very smart pick because they need to be able to grow, build a team around something different. The current roster stinks. They're terrible. It's ridiculous and embarrassing how many wins they have in the last 2 years. So there's going to be some big changes, I would think, in Philly. But Simmons is the kid out of LSU that has great, has just really great point guard skills. A really, really unique-ish kind of player, I guess is the best way to put it. But how are they going to build around him? Where are they going to put him? And then making the leap from college to the pros, that's always the dicey part. So I think they have some decisions to make. They have Okafor there. And I think there are some on the team that will be excellent with him. But, yeah, I think that Ben Simmons, with all the money they had in their cap space, was a very smart pick because they had like $55 million, I think, in cap space. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Anna, who says, Kate, I was wondering, what do you think the chances are now, right now, that Hillary Clinton does any kind of time for what happened with the emails? Wow. So first of all, the attorney general hasn't even filed any kind of charges against Hillary Clinton. I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think that you're going to see Hillary Clinton go down because of these emails. Despite what a lot of people believe, I don't believe it. I think the Clintons are like Teflon. And still like Teflon. Proving over and over again, no matter what it is, they find a way. Listen, these aren't dummies. They have lawyers. They are lawyers. They know exactly what's going on. And they've handled it the right way by spinning it whenever she's asked the question about the emails. That's where we leave it. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.